WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington on what is now day three of the government shutdown. The effects are radiating out across the country, including Philadelphia, as we hear from KYW's News Radio's Matt Coughlin.
Independence Hall is shut down. Carpenters Hall is closed. Visitors tried to get shots of the Liberty Bell through a smudgy window during a second day of the third government shutdown during a Trump presidency. Shirley Santiago and her family came from Hawaii to visit Philadelphia.
We came all the way here to see the Liberty Bell. But we were just told we can't get into the Independence Hall because of the shutdown.
Santiago says she's disappointed by the shutdown, but she's worried about the budget cuts.
As a healthcare worker, I'm really concerned about the Medicaid and Obamacare being cut off.
Matt Coughlin for CBS News, Philadelphia.
The Senate will try to push through a short-term budget bill today, but nothing is expected to pass. In Los Angeles County, flames lit up the night sky after an explosion at the El Segundo Chevron refinery. Austin Ma was nearby.
They do like these controlled flames, but this time it was like clearly like actually like a lot taller, like hundreds of feet tall. And the gas was like, I couldn't smell anything. It just started getting really hard to breathe all of a sudden.
El Segundo Mayor Chris Pimentel says there is currently no issue with the air quality. No injuries have been reported. On the eve of his sentencing today on prostitution-related charges, Sean Diddy Combs sent a letter to the judge saying he is a new man and asking for mercy. More from CBS News New York's Alice Gaynor.
The defense says they plan to have four members of their legal team address the judge. Sean Diddy Combs himself is expected to address the judge, and they filed a court document that says they plan to play a 15-minute video before the judge hands down his sentence.
Major League Baseball's wild card playoff round is set.
Three of the four series came down to a deciding third game.
This one is popped up, McMahon, and the Yankees have completed step one on their way back to a World Series.
ESPN's Carl Ravage has the New York Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-0. Earlier, Detroit beat the Guardians in Cleveland. The Cubs topped the Padres in Chicago. New York meets Toronto in the division series. The Tigers meet Seattle in the next round. The Cubs go north to Milwaukee, while the Dodgers meet the Phillies. All four series start Saturday. Peter King, CBS News.
Taylor Swift's newest era began at midnight Eastern Time. Her 12th album, Life of a Showgirl, was released along with merchandise and a movie. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one of the best of five National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Freddie Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome John Sabo from First Tee Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr drops by with fun music and great chat.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Stuff. Always good to start off with an obscure risque joke. Did you have a good day, Conrad? Did you golf today?
How'd you know?
It's a gorgeous day. Like, if I were a golfer, I think I'd be out every day.
Yeah, I went this morning, and you know, I didn't have to make a tee time. They said, yeah, just come out and go out. And I got actually paired up with a son and a father duo. Oh.
They do that in mini golf? They pair you up with... I'm kidding.
You know, it was funny, though. At hole, like, 6, I think it was, he comes up to me and goes like, hey, it was nice meeting you. Nice playing with you. My wife's a little angry. I gotta leave.
So they bailed.
Yeah. And I was like, all right.
What do you think his wife could have been mad at? Like, he wasn't supposed to go golfing today?
Maybe he's just not supposed to go out there. He's supposed to do something... Maybe at the house, maybe do
chore.
Some dishes or something, you know, and
take the trash out.
It's like, you know what? Let's go golfing. And you know what? I respect it because it was a nice day out.
I mean, I don't know what it could have been, but if you're like golfing on a day like this, and I'm not even a golfer, I think I'd cut someone some slack.
Yeah.
You think he's a jerk though? You don't know.
I mean, he was pretty nice to me.
Yeah. He's nice to fellow golfers.
They share the passion.
That's right. Well, that's good. It was a good day for golf. Yeah. I've taken every day I'm out on my porch, and I have to be more mobile. I have to, like, I do all my show prep out on the porch. I look at the water. It's gorgeous. I can see it through the trees. And I just don't want, I know like in 2 weeks, it could be 10 below. I might be exact, but it's not going to be here forever. So we got to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I really hope it's still like this this weekend. It's
supposed to be.
So then I can just be outside.
Yeah. What do we got? NFL football tonight, the Rams and the 49ers. There's playoff baseball. The Cubs are playing the Padres. We'll see if we get our I-94 series here between the Cubs and the Brewers. The Cubs have a narrow lead. You've got New York and Boston. That's the thing. When New York and Boston play, nobody cares about the rest of, or at least the national media does not care about the rest of the league.
Yeah, you know, last night it was a really good game too, and I think it's going to be electric tonight.
What's the series? Is it 1-1?
It's 1-1.
So they're both wild cards.
And whoever wins is going on.
Okay.
Honestly, I kind of hope it's the Red Sox.
Yeah, the Yankees have won. They've won like 25% of all World Series. That's insanity.
Yeah, they can. They don't need to win. They can go out in the first round just to make everyone feel better.
Totally agree. Tom from New Berlin is with us. He says, that's the thing about golf, that you're like me. I will play with anyone knowing it's a game. Okay, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom from the 414. The phone lines are open, folks. Listen, we're about to drop the question of the night. But as you know, Nightlight listeners, the couch potatoes, if you will, you guys are always welcome to comment on anything we are discussing here, whether it's Conrad's shorts, maybe being a little too snug.
Oh,
or laundry
they're never
day.
Snug. They're never snug.
You do the baggy, don't you?
I like the baggy fit.
It depends where I'm going. My shorts selection.
Yeah?
Yeah. The wife's hot friend is coming over. I wear the tight shorts.
I won't say it now.
Don't say it. It's never good. If you're on the fence about whether or not to say it, don't say it. Fun night here tonight, folks. It's Thursday night. That means we're doing the popcorn pick of the week, where we give you a movie suggestion that you can catalog and possibly check out this weekend. My buddy Vince Maranto will be here tonight. Very funny comedian with about 40 years of stand-up comedy experience. You look at him, though, you'd think he was like in his 30s. Vince is a lot of fun and a great comedian. He will be here, and he's going to be plugging a date that he's got coming up just over the border in the UP. So we can talk to Vince about that after we get his popcorn pick of the week. And then at 7:20... my pal Rob Thomas, friend of the show, friend of Nightlight, which would make him Conrad's friend as well.
Yeah.
We'll be here at 7:20 to talk movies and some cool stuff that might be happening in Madison. He is this, I have to say, I know newspapers are like kind of disappearing, but this CityCast Madison newsletter that Rob is the newsletter editor, they just have great stuff. I love the way they categorize things, and they package these articles, best strip mall bars, stuff like that, like best sports bars, new restaurants in weird locations. They're so on it, and it's a really fun read. And I only kind of brush up on it when Rob is on the show, but I should check it out more often, even though I don't live in Madison. It's a crackling good. So Rob will be here at 7:20, and without further ado, I think we should get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
How do you feel about AI as actors? This has been in the news a lot lately. And I can't even call them. They're creations. So that's what we'll call it. How do you feel about AI creations as actors? There's a character named Tilly Norwood who's AI. And you'd look at her, at least in a picture, you would never know. She has her own Instagram account. Her creator says she will be signed by a talent agency soon. Now, they are getting a lot of pushback from the acting community in Hollywood, and some agencies have even said, we represent human actors, we are not going to represent AI, because there are enough actors making noise about this, and they're concerned, as they should be. The creator is a Dutch comedian physicist, crazy combination, Aline Vandervelden, and she created Tilly Norwood, and William Morris Endeavor, my old agency, and the Gersh Agency have said we are not representing AI creations. Now, here's my thing about AI. I don't know. You can always tell, like when you have a video typically you can tell after a while because I feel like the technology is not quite there. You see like a sixth finger or something that just doesn't look weird, but they can fool you for a while. But I always feel like I know, and I feel like AI creations as actors, in a weird way, I think the acting profession might be safer than a lot of other professions because AI will replace a lot of people, already has. So I don't know. I almost feel like we should categorize AI. It's not that much different than Buzz and Woody. They're AI. They're animated. I think AI should be categorized that way too. But they're trying to pass these creations off as real actors. And that's what I want to know how you guys feel about that. Let me know. How do you feel about AI creations as actors? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know what you think. You can also drop us a text on the app or drop us a stream comment if you're listening or watching the radio on X, YouTube, or Facebook. What do you think about that, Con?
You know, I already sent a couple takes of KJ Krieger in.
KJ Krieger.
Yep.
What's the KJ stand for?
Conrad Jr.
Conrad Jr. Your AI creation.
That's my artificial intelligence.
Dude, if you could create AI like that, you would not be producing this show. I would think those are like really lucrative positions.
Well, let me tell you how he looks, all right? He looks like Chris Hemsworth.
Sure, of course. Why not?
With a little bit of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
In the comedy styles of Kevin Hart. So
the comedy styles.
So that's KJ. Kind of represents me a little bit. I think so. But
it's like Second Life.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dwight.
Yes.
From The Office.
No, actually, though, I think it's so stupid. Honestly, like, it doesn't have that, you know, that human impact. Like, anything with AI doesn't have that value to it.
I agree. And even if you could put some teardrops in an AI creation's eyes, that doesn't take any talent.
No.
Like, when we watch great actors, we want to see them lose themselves in the role. And we want to know those emotions are real. Who cares if you can make, you know, Woody look sad or Mr. Incredible look sad? I'm using those as an example because I do equate AI sort of to animation.
You know, there's a bunch of, if you go on Instagram, Reels, or TikTok there's a bunch of AI, like little skits that they do or something.
Right.
And it's pretty, I can tell what's AI on there or not. But if that's the type of, I haven't seen this, I got to look up this Tinsley or whatever you say it.
Tilly Norwood, She's got her own Instagram account.
I got to look this up because I got to see how it looks because I assume it doesn't look super realistic because there's always some part of AI that doesn't look real or feel real.
The picture looks fine. With the pixels or the pixelation, whatever, like if it's not a 1080 or a high def, it looks fine. But when they start acting, it's different. And I don't think it's any big deal. Like if you could get an AI creation to act, and listen, there's bad actors out there, but you won't replace the good ones. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't see how that could happen. And I think people watching will go, that's great, but I'm watching AI.
Yeah.
The whole point of movies is to have a human experience and connectivity. You don't connect to AI. I don't connect to Bart Simpson.
Sure?
So
eat my shorts.
Yeah. I can be cocky.
I'll say if there's an AI movie at some point, I'm sure there will be. They'll try to do it. And not just animated, but officially AI where everything is, you know, programmed and everything. I feel like they need some type of disclaimer.
Right.
I mean, you can probably tell, but...
You still need a great script. I mean, even with a great script calls for great acting and emoting. I don't see AI getting there.
I just don't think you can get hyped up for a movie when you're like... Because sometimes you go to a movie, you're like, oh, this actor's in it. I need to go see it. You're not going to be like, oh,
this creation AI is in it. Yeah.
I'll be like, I'll pass. I don't think I'll even watch it on streaming if it's there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, make the movies... But it's not the same. It's not. But let us know what you think, folks. 855-752-4842. We have our multi-state text to win contest here. Go for the green and gold. I'll be giving you updates on that throughout the show. And the keyword in early in hour number two. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what is opening in the theaters this weekend, and we'll read some of your texts. It's the Popcorn Pick of the Week at 6:35 with Vince Maranto. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. So great to have you here on Thursday. How great are Thursdays, Conrad?
You know, they're really nice now because there's football at the end of
every night should be a Thursday. And then life would be wonderful. Our question of the night is, how do you feel about AI creations as actors? Let us know at 855-752-4842. You can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. Also, you know, we post these questions every day, folks. If you want to go to Facebook, you can put an entry there. We'll also read those on the radio as well. So follow us on social media. Give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. And then we did have a text last night. What was our question last night?
I kind of forgot, too.
It was the how tall is Pete? I think that was the question. No. What was our question? All right. Well, in any event, Bud from Janesville, out between 4 and 6 a.m. every day doing his gig. He says, hey, Pete, and I must have said this at some point last night. Bud says, hey, Pete, instead of saying nutshell, you could use an anatomical reference, scrotum, ha ha. Yes, I have a warped mind. Just ask my wife. Love your show, Bud from Janesville. Bud, I love your texts.
Last night's question, by the way, was who has the worst celebrity hair?
So this must have been a totally random text, unless he's talking about something else. Thank you, Bud. I'm glad we keep you company so early and at an ungodly hour. Lots of great movies opening this weekend. really well-reviewed movies, too. Well-reviewed movies. That one I was talking about recently with The Rock, where he lost like 60 pounds and everybody thought he was ill or something. It was for a role. He's playing this Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine, a UFC fighter. And he got a huge, crazy standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival. It's like a 12-minute standing ovation. And there was Oscar buzz. We'll see if that keeps up, but good for Dwayne Johnson. Bone Lake is a horror thriller. Two couples share a lakeside home. And apparently it's like this psychological thriller. Really reviewing well. Casper, you ever see Casper?
It's The Friendly Ghost.
The Friendly Ghost.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a re-release after 30 years. And it kind of like, not even great reviews. I'm assuming it did well.
Yeah, for a kid's movie, it's awesome, you know? Like Casper?
Sure. And now people that saw it when they were 10 can take their kids. It's the 30th year anniversary. So that's exciting. Lots of good movies opening up. Should we read some text here, Con?
I think so. All
right. Text line here. Got, I always say that there are so many people walking by right now that would make good window fun guests. But here I am yakking away.
I could read the text. Do you want to go flag him down? No. There's Pete running.
Oh, I got turned down yesterday.
Yeah.
Twice in a row. First time ever, and it happened twice in a row.
It doesn't do anything for your confidence, does
no.
it?
No. It's just a guy on the street who wants to take people's pictures. What's creepy about that? Edward from the 414 says, 100% against AI creations as actors. He says, greedy film companies scamming us and real actors. Damn their eyes. Wow, very well said, Edward. And I totally agree with you. Ryan from Southern Wisconsin, he's in the 608, says, how would that even work? Would the AI be added after the real actors shoot the scene? Yeah, that's a great point. And I have to be honest, Brian, I don't know how it works. I would assume they're just like a visual image. I mean, they can't be real robots or whatever. I don't think we're there yet. Brett from the 920 says, acting is an art form. I don't want a painting by a computer. I'll paint my own with flaws. It makes it more interesting. Totally agree, Brett. Well said. Thank you for the text. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids in the 608 says, Hal from the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey was not acting very, very nice. That's true. You ever see that movie, Con?
I actually have never seen that.
Pretty good. And ahead of its time, Stanley Kubrick and the AI or computer locks, can't remember his name, out of the spaceship. And the actor, what is his name? Kieran something. He keeps saying, open the pod bay door, Hal. And Hal will have nothing to do with it. That's what you get for AI, folks. That's what's happening with AI. If we go that route. So there you go. So I don't know. You got no Packer football this weekend either.
No. And well, I'll still watch football, but you know, one thing I did do last night though, I watched a new movie.
Yeah.
And it's called Play Dirty and it's with Mark Wahlberg. I don't know if you've heard about this. Did you watch it? Or you gave me a weird...
I don't ever need to see Mark Wahlberg in a movie again. And I'm sure he's a lovely guy. He's had some issues. His movies... He has just become the milquetoast action guy. No desire to... Not, listen, having said that, I might watch the movie. I did mention it. I'm going to ask Rob Thomas about it because he reviewed it.
Yes. Before Rob gives his review, I'll see if it kind of lines behind that. I thought it was okay. There were some moments where hilarious, but I just don't like how Mark Wahlberg in the movie just kills every single person pretty much.
Kind of gets old.
Just like there was people that were he like punched, knocked him out, just looks at him for a second. He's like, oh, why not? Shoots him.
See,
just walks away.
I should add a caveat to our question of the night. If AI is replacing Mark Wahlberg, maybe I'd be okay with it. He is like AI. He's not basically a machine. He works out like a fiend, gets up at like 2 in the morning. He's already done everything he has to offer. And he's fine in some movies.
Yeah.
But I don't, unless there's some Oscar-winning role ahead for him, which I doubt, I'm kind of done with Mark Wahlberg.
I'll say Tony Shalhoub in the movie.
Oh.
He was good.
Love Tony Shalhoub.
Also, Keegan-Michael Key was hilarious in it.
Love him, too. That's a great great secondary cast. All right, we're coming right back with the popcorn pick of the week, folks, and we're going to read some more of your text. Our question of the night is, how do you feel about AI creations replacing actors? We're not in favor of it. Let us know what you think. We're coming right back with the popcorn pick of the week. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
CBS News Brief. Senate Republican leader John Thune said he is giving his Democratic colleagues another chance today to end the government shutdown with votes on short-term spending bills.
If we can just find a few more Democrats to join us, we can end this shutdown and get back to bipartisan appropriations work and the business of the American people.
Fire crews had to beat back massive flames at a Chevron refinery in El Segundo, California last night. Austin Ma was nearby.
I mean, I was in the gym, I was working out, and then suddenly I was told I had to evacuate all of a sudden. And apparently the people at the gym felt a blast.
No injuries reported. Sean Diddy Combs is expected to speak at his sentencing this morning on prostitution-related convictions. CBS's Alice Gaynor.
And several other people who were former employees of Combs and who testified at trial, they too also submitted these victim impact statements, just describing what they've gone through all these years.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one, the best of five National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs-Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Freddie Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? There is a nice variety of films headed to your local screen. What would Halloween season be without a ghost in the theaters? The ghost is Casper and compliments of a re-release from 1995 to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the mediocre film, which drew barely 50% fresh reviews according to Rotten Tomatoes. Dwayne Johnson stars as UFC fighter Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine, a historical drama that's pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bone Lake is a horror thriller that finds two couples spending a weekend sharing a lakeside home. The film is crushing with critics and currently pulling a 94% on the tomato meter. Good Boy follows canine hero Indy in this rated PG thriller that is also a critic's darling at 91%. It's hard to go wrong with a canine hero. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
...97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
The World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison, and tariffs, how they're affecting agriculture, we'll discuss it all with Midwest Farm Report Director Pam Yonke next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Thursday night edition of Nightlight, folks, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. Our question of the night is, what do you think about AI creations taking over for actual actors? We're all against it so far, but I would love to know what you think. 855-752-4842. You can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube. Where else are we on? Facebook and X Twitter, which still makes no sense.
You got it.
Send me an X. X me. Doesn't make any sense.
It just doesn't have a ring to it.
Tweet is better. But it's not manly, apparently. I don't know what's going on. All right. We got some texts coming in. We'll get to those very shortly. Right now, folks, it is time to make the popcorn pick of the week. And joining me to do so, my next guest, he's been a stand-up comic for damn near 40 years. I'm not sure quite which side of that 40 he's on, but he's got so much experience. He's a hilarious comedian. I've worked with him back in the day when I was a stand-up, and I just think the world of him. He's outstanding, and he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. It is my pleasure to welcome Mr. Vince Moranto. Hey, buddy.
Hey, hang on 1 second. Yeah. No, Mark, he's a good guy. Trust me. All right, bye. That's Mark Wahlberg.
Vince, I can't do it. I he's not going to show us anything new.
I'm with you, to be honest with you.
But it's nice you have his phone number, though. I appreciate that.
By the way, 42 years in August. It was 42
years. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you were one of those guys. Like, when, I remember when I started, it was you and Toomey and John DeCoss and these guys. And it's like, oh, wow. It's fun to see you guys do stand-up. And it's great. Do you still tour?
You know what? I don't really tour, so to speak. I still do out-of-town gigs from time to time. But, I'll tell you, traveling was fun for about the first 40 years, and then it gets old after a while. And, I'll still do stuff like here and there. Like, I like to do casinos in the summertime that are up north, you know.
Yeah.
Nice area, stuff like that. Matter of fact, I'm doing one coming up here in November. I'm going to be cruising right through your area.
We're going to talk about that. I saw that, yeah. And I think that's what made me think of you. But before we should get to the pick, but I want to say that you still have, you made me laugh. Just, we were working Lancaster, as they say, Pennsylvania. Sure. And it was like the height of Amish country and suburban, no sidewalks, just a highway. You got to cross the highway and then you're in a ditch and walk up just to get to a Wendy's, like not even for fine cuisine. It was just to eat. That was the only place in walking distance. And you ordered something with fries. And the woman kept saying, "Biggie," and you were like, "Just whatever it is, just it's fine." Biggie, I'm sorry, I can't say Biggie to another adult. He totally left it up to her. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I remember going, "Oh man, please, we're adults. Please, just whatever the big one is, large one that you have."
Just don't make me say it. All right, well, let's talk movies before we talk about your gig at your next casino gig, which sounds like a blast. And yeah, you will be coming right through here, but. What do you think of AI as actors, Vince?
No, we're on no the topic of come movies. On. How many more jobs are going to be taken away?
Right. You
know? Yeah, that's not right. I mean, forget it. And there are even like AI is going to be writing movies. You know, all you got to do is type in Jaws meets Ghostbusters or something like that. And, you know, then boom, there's going to be a movie cranked out.
It's sad. I hate to say this. And as a guy who, you know, as a writer, I feel like that's easier than replacing actors. I still don't like it. I still don't think the scripts will be as good. But you could just marry a bunch of different elements and maybe have something passable as a mediocre script. Whereas actors, it's like, they're more like animation. Like, you can't really show emotion. You can put a teardrop in the eye, but it's all computer generated.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too with it's like 40 years ago, if you had a script, somebody would say, you know what, that's too much like this movie, or it's too much like that movie. Now it's like, this is great. It's kind of like that movie and that movie. We'll right. make a fortune. You know, right. there's no creativity anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, there's creativity out there, Pete, but they're just not, it's not going anywhere.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. All right, let's talk movies. So my first question, buddy, how do you like to watch movies, Vince? Are you a watch it in your own home kind of guy? Do you like to go to the theater?
It really has to be something big. It has to be like a Jurassic Park or a Raiders of the Lost Ark or some sort of thing like that for me to go to a movie theater.
Okay.
Or something where, like I saw every Star Wars movie the day it came out because I didn't want some knucklehead wrecking what was going to happen at the end of it. So I would always try to go to the first screening. So big movies like that. But anything else, now I stay home. And, you know, it's like, wow, this is streaming already? Wasn't this at the movie theater 2 weeks ago?
Right.
You know, everything. And I prefer just to be in my own house. And, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
My own bathroom 2 feet away instead of running up an aisle.
Here's why I kind of agree with you on all that stuff. Like, but I prefer the theater because I hate checking my phone. And I hate, you know, if I'm at home, it's like, oh, I should do those two dishes before. Then I can really sit down and enjoy the movie. Oh, I think I might have to pee, even though I might not. Right. I got to find something to do before I can sit down. It's like OCD thing or something. But I'm with you. I like going to a theater where I love when you have to purchase your ticket ahead of time and it's a little more expensive because you weed out kind of the movie riffraff. Like at my theater where I live in Marinette, so there's kids that just go in there to hang out sometimes and they're just
sure.
like talking like it's their living room or something.
Yeah. And with the seats being recliners with nice cup holders and you get to pick where you get to sit in advance. I mean, I like all those. I like all those.
Yeah. Same. What is your genre, Vince, when it comes to movies? Do you have a genre of choice?
You know, I would say, well, comedy, obviously.
Yeah.
And again, that's something you don't really have to see in a big screen. But like action kind of stuff, too. I 100% not horror. You can't. Yeah. Everything scares the hell out of me, Pete. I can't. Like, this goes all the way back to when The Exorcist came out and I saw that. I did not sleep well for, I don't know, 7-8 years after that. Yeah, I can't take any of that. I don't get the thrill about something jumping out, scaring the hell out of you. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't understand why that's fun.
I'm kind of with you. I've watched more horror films since I've been doing this show just so I can talk about them, but I don't sure. really enjoy them. I don't mind being scared. I don't like the gore, like showing off special effects. Like, yeah, that's impressive, but why do I want to see that? You know, it's horrifying.
Oh, yeah, forget the gore stuff. I can't watch it. I can't even watch medical shows.
Right. Can't even watch ER. All right. So what is your favorite movie snack, Vince? Like, is it different if you go to the theater or when you watch something at home?
Well, at the theater, I do something that I know that some people, this is, you talk about polarizing. Some people love this action. Some people hate it. I like to take a big butter popcorn and open up a pack of Jujubes and dump that in there.
Are you serious?
And then every bite is a surprise. Is it just popcorn? Is it popcorn and a Jujube? Is it two Jujubes and popcorn?
I've
never heard
of
that. People
that
love that and people that think I'm totally out of my skull for that.
Because I've heard of like chocolate going with popcorn. My wife likes a little bit of chocolate. Something. I've never heard of that. That's trailblazing.
Well, I don't know about trailblazing. Insane. A lot of people say. But yeah, somebody told me about that one time and went, let me try it. And I went, oh, okay.
Okay. What about at home? Do you change it up? Do you have like a full meal? You get different snacks?
Yeah, you know what? It really depends on what's going on. As far as a snack, there's always going to be, you're not allowed to drink on the show, are you?
Well, I don't, Conrad, can I drink? I don't drink anyway these days, but what if I had a beer? Would that be like FCC issues or what?
Well, you just don't say it.
Okay, fair enough. Vince, I'm hammered right now.
Okay, no, what I was going to say is if it's at home and it's going to be a movie I'm going to enjoy, there's just a quick little thing right there. I'll have a brew with me.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. You can talk about drink. But no food? You don't, like, throw a steak on the grill or something like that?
No, not for movies. No, not really. But okay. maybe some popcorn, maybe some sort of snackage like that. But no, I don't. It's no meal.
All right. That's a good way to keep the weight off, too. All right.
That's how cheap I am. I can't even do dinner in a movie in my own house.
And what kind of beer? Like, is it just beer or is it a cocktail?
My girlfriend might be listening. So just Uh-oh. Beer.
Okay.
Just beer.
But you got a flask every once in a while you break it. Vince Morano is my guest. He's a stand-up comedian of 42 years, and he is coming up this way soon. We'll talk about that shortly. Vince is here to make the popcorn pick of the week, and we are getting close to his pick. Have you ever snuck booze into a theater, Vince?
You know, it's so funny. Back when movies like Animal House and Blues Brothers and those were, the only way you could see a movie is to go to the movie theater. And if one of your friends didn't see it, you'd go see it again.
Right.
So I remember during Animal House, like probably the third time I seen it, I snuck in a little half pint of Jack Daniel's.
Oh, sweet. And
I was drinking that. And I got up to go to the bathroom. And here's what I learned. If you're sitting down in a dark room, there's no, and you drink a half a pint of Jack Daniel's, when you go to stand up, it's like they lower the ceiling 9 feet because I got up and I immediately tripped over my own feet. I dropped the empty bottle of Jack Daniel's and I went haggling, 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 all the way down, like kicking off of people's feet. There's like, if you're drinking in the dark, there's no perspective. You don't know. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah.
So that happened once. You learn, you make that mistake once.
That's great. What do you do, Vince, when you're in a theater and maybe you're on the road or whatever, or at your local suburban theater and there's loud people? Do you say something? Do you tell the manager? Do you just kind of stick
it out? I'm so non-confrontational. I just move.
Okay.
You know, I always just move somewhere else. I mean, even at a concert or any kind of thing that I go to, if somebody's loud, I just, plus people are nuts these days. You know what I mean? You don't know what kind of lunatic you're going to, or what the heck they got on them. You know what I mean? So I just always just move.
That is so true. Remember, like when I remember in the 80s, like when I just driving around Chicago and I didn't really give people the finger, but if they gave it to me, I gave it back maybe or something.
Right.
I would not, you couldn't, there's no way I would even look at anybody crazy these days.
I've had people go, that guy just cut you off. Why didn't you honk at him? I'm like, what are you, nuts? I don't care. Am I still alive right now? Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen if I honk at the guy or yell at the guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just put all the guns down and fight like people. That's my,
you keep it internal until you have some sort of severe bodily reaction, like a heart attack.
Right. Exactly.
I think that's a healthier way.
And on that note, I think it is time to get Vince's popcorn pick of the week. So we're going to do a quick drum roll here, Vince, and then I will ask you about a movie you could recommend to the rest of us. Conrad, if you please. Vince Morano, ladies and gentlemen, 42-year comedy veteran. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
Wow, that's a tough one. I'll tell you what I would really love to see. I would love to go see The Wizard of Oz in the Sphere. Did you see that action?
Oh, no.
They show The Wizard of Oz in the inside of the Sphere, and when the tornado's coming, they throw smoke and fog into the end of the thing. And when there's flying monkeys, there's actual flying monkeys that are going around over the crowd.
That is awesome. That's a great pick, and I like the venue. Let's break that down. We're going to do a really short break, then we'll come back. We'll analyze Vince's pick, and we'll talk about his upcoming gig. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, 'cause nothing will be the same.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the WOW counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is Mike Starr, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. In just a few minutes, folks, after intermission, at the start of Act 2, I'm going to give you the keyword for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest here at Civic Media. It is two more nights, Con, just tonight and tomorrow night.
Yep.
Our daily prize. All you have to do, you have to have the app to play. Text in the keyword when I give it to you, and you are eligible to win $200 cash and gold jewelry. Those are our daily prizes, and you're also eligible for our grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That is professional football, and it's a Green Bay home game November 23rd at noon. We're even throwing in a gas card, so you will. It's a $1,550 value. All you got to do is text in the keyword. It could not be simpler. I will say when you get a confirmation text, click on that link, and if you sign up for the Civic Media newsletter, Civic Media Today, or our social media platforms, you will enhance your chances to win. So the keyword is coming up after the news. Good luck, everybody. Right now, we have a few more minutes with my pal, Vince Maranto, who is here, who made an awesome popcorn pick of the week. Vince, I love it. The Wizard of Oz in the Sphere. I've never seen a movie in a sphere.
Yeah, it's they caught a lot of heat because they had to add additional stuff because it didn't spread out for the whole thing. So okay. They had to sort of extend some. But it's just to make it fit.
Yeah.
And, I was watching all kinds of clips of it. I mean, it looks unbelievably cool. But, I mean, just to have, you know, it's not just scents around. It's like the smoke.
Yeah.
And the wind's blowing on you and the But those flying monkeys is the thing that I love. Those things hovering over the crowd.
That's awesome. Well, that's a great pick. Thank you so much. I love it. And it was kind of, I love when people pick classics too, but that's like a classic with a different angle. I like, that was great.
Sure.
All right. So let's talk about this date you have coming up in Harris, Michigan. It's the Island Casino. I live like 40 minutes from there. You're going to be coming right through Green Bay. So you got to stop for a few minutes. We'll give another plug on your way up or something, depending on when you come through. But tell us about, you were talking about casinos before as a stand-up. Do you like playing casinos?
Yeah, you know, especially the ones way up in the UP. Well, for you, it's not so way up in the UP.
It's the burbs.
Yeah, that's right. But for Chicago guys, it is. And they're very appreciative crowds. They really appreciate that you're, you know, coming all the way up that way, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
That you're battling all kinds of every element that you could possibly think of. And they're always really, really nice people, and they all come up and compliment you after the show and want to talk to you and want to tell you a story or stuff like that. It's very nice.
That's great. I can't remember if it was you or somebody that said they didn't like casinos because, like, when you go in there, the shows are free, and it's basically people that lost all their money, and it's like, well, I guess I'll go in here.
You know? Well, yeah, that might be in some other kind of casinos, but the few that I do up in the UP, these are all like the radio station hosts it.
Okay.
And it's, you know, they have the like regulars, and it's almost every show sold out. So
that's awesome. We have radio stations up there now too. So, that sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. Do you, I don't know how you feel, Vince, but when I was, doing stand up, two of my favorite clubs in the whole country, were in Milwaukee, the Comedy Cafe, and Funny Business in Madison. Uh-huh. And I just loved coming to Wisconsin to do stand-up. Do you find Wisconsin crowds to be amenable?
My first CD was my second CD actually was recorded in Madison,
Nice. State. Oh, nice!
And it was funny because I was all set to record. I had two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. I was all set to record all four shows, and after the first show Friday, I went, that's it. I don't.
Nice.
There's no need to. There's, you know, every show you do, they're not going to be perfect. There's one little word you trip up on or you type something slightly off, but you'll go nuts if you try to find the perfect show. And I always like mine to be, my shows to be continuous show from start to finish. That's the show, not one of these, you know, recorded this bit in Albuquerque. I recorded that bit in Madison. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't like the quilt. I like just a complete show.
That's a great answer. Do you have a region that you typically like? I mean, obviously you're a Chicago guy, and Chicago crowds can be great. They can also be kind of rough at times, or at least as I remember. Where is your favorite place to work?
Well, I've been working mostly in the Midwest lately. I mean, when I used to travel all over the country, people always ask, what are your favorite cities? And Philadelphia was one of my favorite cities to perform in because it was a funny bone that it switched to something else or whatever. But I liked it because the audience was great. There was white people, black people, Jewish people, Christians. It was a real diverse crowd.
Yeah.
And it's cool to know that you appeal to everyone.
Right.
And you're not just a certain, you know, because like the thing in Chicago, you get these comics that only work the downtown Chicago clubs. Then they can't even make it do well out in the suburbs of Chicago. Like you're still in the same area, you guys. When you go somewhere else, you're doomed, you know? But yeah, I always liked Philadelphia. I love the audiences in San Antonio, and
nice,
and like Des Moines, Iowa, like all over the place. So it was always whatever. Yeah. We'll ask what cities do you like. There would always be Atlanta was another one too. People would be like, wow, when I never thought you would have said those cities.
We have about 45 seconds left or so, and thank you again. But who makes you laugh now, Vince? What comics, like if you're spinning around on the dial, would you stop and watch?
Well, of course, like, you know, most of the local guys that are friends that nobody knows. But I really enjoy, I think Bill Burr always
same.
Makes me laugh. Lately, I've been getting into Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, he's funny. Good comic.
Yeah, I've been getting him lately. I'm sure. But probably... the most consistent all time for like the last 5-10 years would be Brian Regan.
Love him. He's outstanding. I got to work with him 2 weeks in a row back in the 90s, and I just a nice guy and an outstanding comedian. As are you, Vince. This has been so much fun. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for doing this, and keep me posted on the gig when you're coming up this way.
Yeah, sounds good. See you, Pete.
All right. That's Vince Maranto, folks, and his popcorn pick of the week, The Wizard of Oz in the Sphere. If you have access, check it out. We are coming right back after intermission for Act 2 and the keyword to our Text to Win Multi-State Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Contest. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is sentencing day for Sean Combs. Prosecutors are asking the rap mogul get at least 11 years in prison for his prostitution-related convictions. But Combs has submitted a last-minute letter to the judge in New York asking for mercy, proclaiming he's been reborn. More from CBS New York's Ali Bauman.
Former girlfriend and star witness Cassie Ventura submitted a letter this week expressing her worries that Sean Combs or his associates will come after me and my family for testifying at trial. Combs' former stylist, who also testified against him, spoke with CBS Mornings.
I hope that the sentence is enough for the victims to get some peace.
This is day three of the federal government shutdown, and there are no signs of a potential deal. South Dakota's Republican Senator John Thune.
We are not asking Democrats to swallow a list of new